We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
It's a read, but you're so good at it.
You're trying to be a fake-ass Charlemagne. There's only one Charlemagne in the world.
Damn, Charlemagne, who you give a donkey of the day to now?
Yes, donkey of the day for Tuesday, April 16th, goes to 29-year-old Lakeisha Woods Williams of Texas. Now, Lakeisha was hit with two charges of child endangerment last Thursday after police officers found her 8-year-old and 6-year-old child alone in their high-rise apartment complex. Now, I know we've heard these stories before. Parents leave their kids home alone so they can go to work, sometimes to clubs, sometimes to the grocery store real quick. But Lakeisha, oh, she had bigger plans. See, Lakeisha didn't leave for a couple of hours. No, Lakeisha decided she needed to be gone for nearly a week.
Jesus.
What would cause the woman to leave her kids for nearly a week? Let's go to ABC 13 Eyewitness News for a report, please.
Lakeisha Williams.
Williams is accused of leaving her 6-year-old daughter and 8-year-old son home alone at their luxury high-rise in the Memorial City area while she flew to Florida and boarded a cruise to Puerto Rico.
Both juveniles told officers that they had been left alone since April 4th.
The young children were said to be left alone to fend for themselves for at least 5 days and told deputies they didn't know when their mother was coming home. The Precinct 5 Constable's Office responded to Williams' apartment for a welfare check on Tuesday and noted that the apartment was in a state of disarray. They say it smelled like urine and said it was obvious the children had tried to make themselves meals. Court records say police found a phone and a camera that she was using to communicate with the children while she was gone. When deputies tried to contact Williams, they say she was not cooperative and changed her story about where she was. She was arrested Thursday evening.
It don't matter where you were.
Like what?
You was going away from the kids for a week.
Jesus.
Okay. Why did this remind me of Jay and Silent Bob? Remember that?
What the hell? Excuse me. Who's watching these babies?
The fat one's watching the little one.
Oh, nice parenting.
Lakeisha, as a parent, we all want a vacation from our kids. Okay, you think my wife and I don't take vacations where we just go and get away from the kids for a while? Yes. The difference is we have babysitters and nannies and grandparents. Adult supervision. Imagine planning a vacation. Okay, you packing, you're getting your hair done, some nice protective style like cornrows or faux locks or Senegalese twist. That's what they call it, right, Jess?
I don't know nothing about no Senegalese twist.
What protective style you be getting?
Faux locks. Okay. I don't know nothing about no Senegalese twist.
Oh, no, Sid said she know. Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. You get you some nice little outfits, some pretty little things, Sheen, Fashion Nova, right, Jess?
Yeah, boy.
Rainbow, maybe.
Rainbow, okay. Whoa.
You go get you a manicure, pedicure, you get you a wax. You're doing all the things to go on vacation. Meanwhile, you're just planning to leave your 8 and 6 year old at home. Now, I know people can't afford proper childcare. I get it. But if you can't afford the vacation and for someone to watch your kids, then maybe you can't afford to go on vacation. Why don't people think like that? Forget if you can afford to cruise. Can you afford to leave this 8 and 6 year old home alone for a week? The answer is no. Okay. This woman was communicating with the kids via a camera in the apartment and via text message to the 8 year old. This whole situation is a prime example of grandma no longer being in our lives. Where is Big Mama? Okay, where is grandma? Where is grandma? Nowadays, grandma might have been on the cruise with us. Because grandma 49 and the daughter 29, and both of them twerking on Facebook to Sexy Red. Now, both kids were checked by paramedics as well as Child Protective Services, and they both have been removed from the apartment. And guess what? Now, they are in care of their aunt. If they have an aunt that they can be in care of now, then why in the hell weren't they in care of the aunt while you was on the cruise?
Maybe the aunt was there, too.
Maybe the aunt. They wouldn't have given them to the aunt then.
Right.
Well, you're right.
The fact that we can't make sense of any of this is exactly why we must give Lakeisha the credit she deserves for being stupid. So please let Remy Ma give Lakeisha Wood Williams the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
You got a little time? Want to play a game?
Sure.
We ain't played a game in a while.
Sure. All right, fine.
Would you like to play a game of Guess What Race She Is? Lakeisha Woods Williams of Texas.
Black.
Lakeisha Woods Williams. Yeah, y'all.
Lakeisha Woods Williams of Texas. Let her 8 and 6 year old stay home alone while she went on a cruise. Just hilarious. Guess what race she is?
Black.
Damn.
Why do y'all think that? Why do y'all say that so confidently and so quick?
Lakeisha Woods Williams. Like what? Yeah, what did you talk about?
Is it the Keisha or the Lakeisha or the two last names?
Yeah,
the Woods and the Williams.
It's both. It's Lakeisha Woods Williams.
Dang.
I've never heard of a white Lakeisha or Asian Lakeisha or a Latino Lakeisha.
Yeah.
Guess what? Y'all about to be surprised.
Oh, my God, no. Okay.
You better not.
Y'all about to be surprised.
You better not.
We should have said biracial.
Well, Lakeisha Woods Williams, Just Hilarious, and DJ Envy is absolutely pure 100%. N-word.
Oh, yeah.
Black.
She's black.
No,
yes.
This is N-word behavior now. There's a difference.
That's okay. Powerful surgery at work.
Damn it, man.
Damn, yo. And she young. Yeah, she most definitely
29 years
young.
Old. Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Well, I'm she look crew. Younger than that, though.
You think so?
She do, yeah. She like she had a hard life, but she's definitely, she looks younger than 29.
Nah, right? It's just the overbite. Overbites make you look young, especially when you ain't smiling.
Nah, she do look younger. She looks like she's about 24, 25.
Yeah,
she looks about 24.
Like she's an overbite.
You can tell she got her mouth closed, so it's tucked over the overbite. So okay. It makes her look a little younger.
Mm.
Overbites make you look 4 or 5 years younger. That's a fact.
Yeah. Well, she looked like she would do it again and again.
Yes,
yeah,
she would.
She tried to set it up right. She tried to set up the camera. She probably put mad little ravioli and quick little macaroni cheese in the microwave.
Oh.
It looked like she still got the protective hairstyle she had on the cruise.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what it's giving.
Because she got arrested right when she got back.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What
that
is that, Jeff?
That lace front. That's the lace front. And it's definitely sitting in the middle. It's melted down. So it's definitely lazy sleep for the guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Charlamagne, for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
She been tying her hair up in jail. Listen.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development,
and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.